Okay, happy Hanukkah, everybody. Good Chodesh also. I should say Tadir first. We were talking about Klala and the Rambam Shita, that Klala is really a din in the Mekalel. Hence, you know, we could talk about the outer boundary being Mekalel Sameis as Pater, but Mekalel Cheresh, or Katan, in our opinion, is really Medin Cheresh. As we explained, you know, is chayiv because of the p'chisos hanefesh, and there even is a din of mekalo atzmo, even if he's not a victim. And we're about to take a look at that. This is Perek Chavav, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam writes, Halacha Gimel, excuse me, mekalo atzmo loke, there's Malkos, kemoshe kilo lacherim, shenemar, hisham elcha shmor nafshecha. Very fascinating. The Rama, based on the pasuk Yisham Lechav Shmor Nafshecha, that your nefesh is also Miyemer D'dami Didach Sumak Tvei, but it's still Sumak. So, you know, there's a Pchisas HaNefesh for you to even curse yourself. Kemo Shekil Al-Acherim. What are those words? Right? We could just say, HaMikal Atzmo Lokeh Shenemar Yisham Lechav Shmor Nafshecha. But, Kemo Shekil Al-Acherim, the whole point is that it's a Pchisas HaNefesh until you get to that outer boundary of Mace, right? We assume that there's Malkos. Ve'achal Mikal Atzmo O chaveiro nasi odayin, the Hagos Maimonios points out here, it only is b'maisa amcha, but if we're talking about somebody who is beyond the pale, right, v'nasi v'amcha lo sa'ar, right, there's a heter, eno loka ad shekalu b'shem min ha'shemos, kigon ka v'lokim v'shakai v'chayotzeba, en o b'chinoi min ha'kinuyim, kigon chanun v'kano v'chayotzeba, en ho v'chayev im kilo b'chol ha'kinuyim, kach im kilo b'chol lashon. So the Rambam now expands from kinoi to chola shon chayev shashemos shekarin bahen hagayim akadosh baruch hu harein kechola kinuyim va'arubo shvua bo klala bo nidui. Okay, so the Ravid jumps in on this Amar Avraham in Oloka ela b'shem hamiyuchad v'hachi isa b'Yerushalmi. So the Ravid says that the Rambam is against the Yerushalmi. The Kesef Mishnah says not so fast. If you look carefully in the Yerushalmi, it seems like it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, and the Rambam didn't think that there was a machlokes between the Yerushalmi, you know, and the Bavli here. The Migdalos says, so what? Okay. And he says, if anything, the Pircha's on the Ravid. The Ravid many times is attacking the Rambam for, being Ozev Talmud Shalanu and, paskening based on the Yerushalmi, sometimes with justice. But he says, Shavke, this is my own words, but Shavke l'Ravid l'chasidusei, right? The Ravid is, why is the Ravid so troubled by this? Okay, so the Rambam, the Migdalo says, is paskening, the way that you should pasken based on, Kibasrai, the Talmud Bavli. What's so terrible about that we should, we don't require the Shem HaMiyuchad, you could have Kinuyim, or even, Bechol Lashon, Shashemos Shekarim Bahem Hagayim L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Harei Hein Kechol HaKinuyim. That is the, perspective of the Migdalos. There's one point in the Migdalos, though, that I wanted to, raise a question about. So the Migdalos writes, Kasav HaRavid Zalin Aloka B'Shem HaMiyuchad V'Achim Yerushalmi V'Ani Omer Hu'iniyach HaYerushalmi V'Samach HaLabavli Perek Shvua So Eidus V'Chein Pirish B'Sefer HaMitzvos Shechiber B'Lashon HaRavi V'Chein Iskimu Rova Meforshim Ho'il V'Abavli Achron Achron Aniba. All right. V'Lashon HaAkum Shekasav Yesh L'Raya Perek Hamadin Nedarim. This is the part that interests me. Lagabe kinuye nedarim darmin and lashon akum. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. There are three categories of nedarim. One of them is the ikar neder, which is lashon karban. The third category is yados nedarim, which the Ran says is like inexact formulations. A lot of people learning nedarim daf yomi now, so they're on top of these things. And then kinuye nedarim, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam does anyway. Hilchos nedarim perak aleph halacha tezayin. That means kilashon hagoyim, not lashon nedarabanan, but Lishonos of the Gayim Shabadu Milibam. The Rama, by the way, paskins that way in Hilchos Shavuos at the beginning of Perek Beis that Bechol Lashon as well. The Migdalos, in his zealous defense here of the Rambam, wants to marshal that as evidence in the Rambam's direction. Then, in terms of Klala, it should really be the Kinuyim Bechol Lashon. I think these are independent halachos. I think Nedarim and Shavuos are very difficult, as always, to bring a raya, because when Nedarim Holchen Achar Lashon Bnei Adam, the real emphasis is what did the person have in mind, and that's true at many, many, many different levels. So to say the fact that we're a little bit more expansive when it comes to the geder of Nedarim, Lashonos of La'az, etc. That is, I think, you know, very particular to the world of Nedarim and even to Shavuos, whereas the Rambam is saying that we can expand from the Shem HaMiyuchad to Chol HaKinuyim, to, you know, Kinuyim Belaz. That's a separate din, and again, there, I don't think you need that raya. I think the Rambam, you know, is well within his rights to paskin expansively in this regard, you know, Bavli against the Yerushalmi, or if you wanted the Kesef Mishnah, that the Yerushalmi is really, you know, Rabbi Yossi is in a machlokas with the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yossi is saying that we can extend, you know, past the Shem HaMiyuchad, whatever you want to say, either like the Yerushalmi or, you know, superseding the Yerushalmi. But the point is, I'm skeptical of the raya from Nedarim, and Shavuos, obviously, you know, those have their own dynamic, a more expansive dynamic in many cases, sometimes a more restrictive dynamic, but a more expansive dynamic. You know, B'nedarim halchana chalashim ne'adam, I think, prevents it from extraction, in this case, to the case of klala, for these purposes.